his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw that when a person is mafkir, there is a chalos hefker on the item, even according to Rabbi Yossi, even before anybody takes it. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, who says that it doesn't leave the owner's rishus until someone else acquires it. Nevertheless, there still is a chalos that weakens the bailus of the original owner. And then we asked, according to that, then what's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi that he can retract the yeish? How is he chozer bo mea hefker? How is he chozer bo mea hefker? It was already a chalos now. I understand how we can be zocha in it now. We can reacquire it. That's what we explained in the previous year. We ended with the kasha, so reacquired, yes, because he has a weakened bialus. Now he has to get a stronger bialus. But what's Pshat in the fact that he can that he can cancel the hefker? There's a chalos. So this is what we'd like to explain, and this is again based on the Ashir and the Sefer Shi'urei Halacha of Hagon Yehuda Leib Bloch, who is, as we all know, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, and he says as follows. We find in Maseches Gibna Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis as a Ha'isha Sha'amra Skabeli Giti Sicha Shnei Kitei Eidim Shnayim Shem Refneinu Amra V'Shnayim Shem Refneinu Kibol V'Kar. So a woman who says to her agent, receive a get for me. She needs two sets of witnesses, two people who say in front of us she appointed this shliach, and two people who say in front of us the shliach was makabel the get. Frek Tosfos, that according to Rabbi Akiva, who says a klal that you need to have a davar v'lo chatzi davar, how we machshir shnei kitei eidim? Each kas is only made on a chatzi davar. One kas is made on the fact that he appointed the shliach, and the second kas is made on the fact, the group is made on the fact that he received the get. So each kas is only being made al chatzi davar v'lo davar shalim. Al pishnayim eidim yokum davar v'lo chatzi davar. So how does this work? Via zoy arbitis, as they say in Spanish. So Ayin Sham and Tosis, what Tosis answers, the Ramban writes that it's not considered Chatzi Dover because since she was Memanish Shliach, now his hand becomes like her hand, and when he gives it to him, she is going to be divorced. Mevura Midivrei Ramban, that when there's a Chalos Din of shlichus on the shliach, that makes it a davar shalom. You can't say it's a chatzi davar. A chatzi davar is a half a testimony. Here it's a whole testimony. What's the whole testimony to? To the fact that he was appointed a shliach. That's a davar shalom. But Tosis halt nicht azoi. Tosis doesn't accept that presumption. Tosis is bothered by the fact that it's a chatzi davar, and Tosis doesn't say that it's a davar shalim because it's a minui shlichus. Because nasi yado ki yada meyato sheyitni al tizgarish. So what's the yisoda machlokas between Tosis and the Ramban? So we can explain it two ways. We can explain that they're arguing in the essence of shlichus. Tosis holds that whenever there's a minui shlichus, there's no chalos din on the shliach. It's a din Torah. That the Maisa Shliach, when there is the Ratzon of the Mishaleach, and things are done based on his command, then the Shliach can act on his behalf. But there's no Chalos Din when there's an actual Minui Shlichus. Chalos Din means a change in halachic status. There's no change in halachic status when he's appointed a Shliach. When he does the Maisa, then there's a change in halachic status, because the Maisa he did, and it's considered it's being done for the Mishaleach. There's no Chalos Din, and therefore it's not considered a Davar Shalim. The Ramban holds that the Klal of Shlichus is that there's now a Chalos Din on the Shliach. Shetiyah Yado Ki Yada Bailim. There's already a chalos now. because of what's going to happen afterwards. There's already a din now. As we explained in the previous shiur, how hefker works according to Rabbi Yossi. The fact that later somebody can take it already makes a chalos now. That there's a weakened bailus, even though it's still in his rishus, but the fact that someone can take it later means that there's a chisaron in his bailus. So too, that's the way shlichus. The fact that he's going to do something afterwards already makes a chalos din now. So that's one way of understanding the machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. Also we can say that Tosfos agrees that when there's a minu shlichus, there's a chalos immediately. Nevertheless, Tosfos holds that it's considered a chatzi davar because there's no mitzius din befoal b'dinei Torah terem shemekabel aget. So yeah, there's a chalos din of shlichos, but it's considered a chatzi dover because before nothing is happening. Before the get is received, what's changing now in dinei Torah? Nothing. So this chalos din isn't bifnei atzmo shum mitzius before. It's totally in the ma'isa gerishin that comes afterwards. And therefore Tosfos holds that it's a chatzi dover. Because the pasuk says, "Al pishnayim made them yakum tover." There has to be an edus and a chalos din before, and there's no edus and a chalos din before. The Ramban holds that since there's already a chalos shlichus, that's enough. There's a chalos din Torah, the nasa yado ki yada. Before, you're right, nothing has really happened. Nothing has changed in people's lives, but in the meantime, yado ki yada, his hand becomes like her hand. So, ban haga before, we're not going to change the way we're living. She's still married to the guy, but still, there's a chalos din of yado ki yad, and that's enough to make it a davar shalim. Ulam im kol kon nefaresh b'shitat ha-tosfot. However you learn Tosfos, aval shitas ha-ramban, omer ha-rav Bloch, b'vaday geder ha-shlichut hu chalot din shenasa b'shat minuy ha-shlichut. According to Rabban, there's definitely a chalos din that's done b'shas minu ha-shlichus, and therefore it's considered a davar shalem. And therefore we have the following kasha. How can you do bitul ha-shlichus? Mishum da'asi dibur mevatel dibur, the dibur of bitul shlichus is mevatel the dibur of the minu shlichus, like we see at the beginning of Perak HaShaleach in Kitten, and in Perak HaOmer in Kedushin. How can you do that? There's already a chalos din shlichus. How can you be oker? How can you be mevatel this chalos din shlichus? The Alkain Sarach Leimar, they have to say, the lo kol mitzius din mikri maisa. That's not called a maisa. Just because it's a mitzius, it's not called a maisa. It's not called osi dibur mevatel maisa. It's still called a dibur. Not every mitzius is called a maisa that he can't mevatel it afterwards. He can't nullify it afterwards. Only when there's a chalos din gomor, only when there's an absolute chalos din, she'enu talui oid b'maisa v'chalos achera, zeu gmar maisa she'enu b'chazar. Only when there's a chalos din gamur that isn't dependent on anything, any future act, that's a gmar maisa which cannot be retracted. But shlichus, even though it's a mitzius and it's a chalos din, that there's already a din that his pu'ula is going to be effective if he carries out the shlichus, nevertheless, since he doesn't yet have this din doesn't have a mitzius b'fo'al, it doesn't have a concrete expression yet, as of yet, it's not called a maisin. A bailim can be chozer mevatel, and that's called dosi dibur mevatel dibur. And therefore, even the gabe hefker, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though there's already a chalois din, that now anybody can go and take it, this chi is going to work afterwards. This din does not yet have a mitzius before, because nobody's taken it yet. Because l'chol ha-dinim, he's still the complete bailim. He still has complete bailus, practically speaking. You're right, it's weakened in so far as that now anybody can come and take it. But befaal, it still is. And let's say somebody damages it, darf tzol, and they have to pay. Let's say somebody steals it, they have to pay. V'chein l'inyan shar dinei Torah tzulin b'shem bailim. The chayfet is still his. So azach halos din that's connected with the din l'maisa sheleh haba, and it doesn't have a bitui mitziyuti b'dinei Torah, that can be retracted. That's how the, according to Rabbi Yossi, a person can retract his hefker. He can be zocha anu because he has a weakened bilus, or he can retract it because it still is and there's no practical application yet of this hefker. And even according to the Rabbanan, it would appear we can add and say, "Ein inyan chalois umetzius ahefker b'amirasoi poyel shiyehiyotze merishusa." Elegam l'Rabbanan inyan ahefker hu mashepol b'amiraso v'ritzono shiyekol adam yochol iskos b'al. Even according to the rabbis, who, according to the Gemara, hold that the second he says it's hefker, it goes out of his rishus. No, it doesn't. He's just poel by miraso that anybody can take this. Ah, so what's the machlokas? They both hold that anybody can come and take it, but it still belongs to the original owner. But my pligi, what's the machlokas of Yossi and the Rabbanan? So according to Rabbi Yossi, the whole mitzius of hefker is just that there is now a right and a power for the whole world to be zoich in this object, but the object remains his. According to the Rabbanan, if there is a din hefker, memeilet goes out of his rishus, since it no longer has tashmish bailim, and anybody can take it for himself, just like the bailim. So when according to the rabbis, when he's mafkirit, that in itself isn't poel that it should be yotzei merishusa. Elamai, once he says that it's hefker, memeila it's yotzei merishusa, because he can't use it like the bailim anymore. Anybody can come and take it. So it's etzem amiras hefker, that doesn't make it go out of his rishus. That just gives everybody the right to use it. Once everybody has the right to use it, so now he's no longer considered bailim, it's out of his rishus. And that's why the Gemara says that according to the rabbis, once he says hefker, it's hefker. It's not his anymore. Or the Shorosh HaMachlokas is that according to Rabbi Yossi, his havos ha-hefker hurak shehayu yicholim liskos bo. The evolution of the hefker is only that anybody can take it. That's what hefker means. But he's not mafkir the kol adam lasos bo kechefzo. What he's saying is that anybody can own this object. Anybody can acquire this object. But he's not saying anybody can do whatever they want with the object. And therefore, he still has the usage of bailim, that if anybody steals it or harms the object, damages the object, they have to pay him. And he can even retract, because there's no din in chalos befoal. He's giving people the right to use it, to acquire it. But it's not that now everybody can just do whatever they want with it. If now everybody can do with what they want with it, so that's not his anymore. But no. He's still the Bialim. He's just saying anybody can now become the Bialim if they want him. But in the meantime, he's the Bialim. And therefore he can retract. Is he still the Bialim? Not everybody can come and do whatever they want with the object. Can't smash. He's mafkir his car. He can't come and smash it. Mafkir his car. You want to come and acquire it? Bivakasha. Then it's yours. Then do whatever you want. But until then, it's still his. But according to the rabbis, it becomes mufkir l'chol davar. For everything, it's mufkir. And he has no more tashmish and anah. He's no longer bialim. He's no bialim before. Because now anybody can use it in any way they want. Not just midin zchiyah, that anybody can acquire it, like Rabbi Yossi holds. No. Anybody can do whatever they want. This object is mufkir l'kol. Mufkir l'kol, you don't have bialus anymore. Memele your rishis goes away. And therefore you can't retract according to the rabbis. Because the chalos hafkar as a metzias before. And now this object is free for everyone to use. Now, even according to the rabbis, there's an iser to retract because of neder. Like we saw in the Rambam, that it's mitam neder hefker. And he also can't prevent other people from being zoche, unless he's zoche himself, like hopefully we're going to explain. But that's only a din de memela. That's because of the hefker. But the etzem is havas a hefker, the creation of the hefker, is not that it goes out of his rishus. Because we don't find the koach of bailus to be mevatel bailus to be mafkia bailus. Bialus means you own it. Doesn't mean you have the right to not own it. What can he say? He can say everybody can do whatever they want with this object. Memela, he's not bialim anymore. Because now everybody has rights to this object. Everybody can do whatever they want with this object. But the etzem hefker is not that it goes out of his rishus. Hefker doesn't mean it's going out of my rishus. It's indirect. Hefker is anybody can use it. Or anybody can use him in Mele, you're not the Bialim. So that's interesting. The rabbis and Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's still in his Bialus until somebody else takes Bialus over it. And according to the rabbis, he's mafkirit. And now stage two is that memela, it's not his anymore. Since he's mafkirit, anybody can use it. And memela, it's not his. According to Biosi, he's mafkirit. Anybody can come and acquire it. But it's still his until somebody does so. And not anybody could do whatever they want with the object. Their only option is to take it, to own it. So we still have a road before us, if God gives us life, to continue explaining this Machlokas of Yosef and the Rabbanan, and Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu. My prayer is that we merit to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.